This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. This is where we take your sources, dig into them, and really try to unearth those surprising nuggets of knowledge, helping you get informed, you know, quickly and thoroughly. Today, we're tackling something that, well, many of you might have heard before. Maybe seen it online, maybe even wondered about it yourselves. We're focusing on just one single intriguing question. It's extracted from an excerpt titled Sagittarius and the Fear of Commitment. Cool. So our mission today is to really explore this specific question. Are Sagittarius signs really afraid of commitment? Quote, we're going to treat this question itself as like our primary source material. We'll dissect its layers, understand what it's implicitly telling us about popular beliefs, about perceptions, and we're doing this without digging into loads of external astrological details beyond, you know, what's right here in this one powerful line.
Yeah, it's actually quite remarkable, isn't it, how just a single carefully phrased question can sort of unlock a whole world of underlying assumptions and these widely held cultural ideas. So we'll be using the question itself as our main lens today, peeling back its layers, really trying to grasp what it reveals. It's a bit like, I suppose, an archaeologist analyzing one artifact to understand, well, a whole civilization's perspective.
Okay, yeah, let's unpack this then, the fundamental question, straight from our source. Are Sagittarius signs really afraid of commitment? When you first hear that, what immediately jumps out about the specific phrasing, I mean? It's not just a casual query, is it?
No, not at all. What's immediately striking is the choice of that word, afraid. It's not neutral. Like, say, how do Sagittarius signs typically approach commitment, or maybe what are their preferences in long-term relationships? Instead, it's framed as a direct challenge almost. It implies an emotional aversion, right?
Yeah.
Not just maybe a preference for independence. This particular word, afraid, it instantly suggests there's already this pre-existing idea or stereotype floating around. It hints at an underlying assumption, maybe a widely held perception, that this question and, well, our deep dive today is addressing head on. It definitely frames the whole discussion with a certain emotional weight from the get-go.
You're absolutely right. That wording is very pointed. And for you, the listener, maybe you've encountered this idea before, perhaps even, I don't know, chuckled at it in a meme or something. But why do you think that specific term, fear of commitment, has become so linked, at least in, you know, popular discussion, with a sign like Sagittarius? What does focusing on fear specifically rather than, say, desire for freedom? What does that imply?
Well, if we kind of broaden the view for a second, that phrasing immediately taps into really fundamental human concerns, doesn't it? Things about relationships, personal freedom, long-term security. We all think about these things. And the word fear is incredibly strong. It doesn't just suggest, like you said, a simple preference for independence. It suggests avoidance, maybe an internal struggle, or even a significant psychological challenge when it comes to forming lasting bonds. It hints at something deeper, maybe even subconscious. An avoidance mechanism, perhaps. And the fact that this question is the central focus of an article that implies this perceived fear isn't just some casual observation. It suggests it's a common point of debate or maybe a really ingrained characteristic attributed to Sagittarius in the, you know, collective mind. It definitely sets up a narrative of internal conflict rather than just conscious choice.
Huh. So the question isn't just asking if a stereotype exists. Well, it's framed in a way that actually kind of reinforces that stereotype, even while it's supposedly investigating it. And for you listening, when you encounter a question like that, it probably resonates because, well, it mirrors those bigger societal conversations we all have, you know, balancing our own autonomy with the demands of partnership. We all grapple with these ideas, and here they're sort of distilled and projected onto an astrological sign. Okay, so beyond the specific phrasing, what about the very act of asking this kind of categorizing question? What does that tell us about maybe human psychology, just based on this single inquiry?
That brings us to a really fascinating point about how we humans process information. We are, you know, naturally inclined to categorize, to label things. It's a cognitive shortcut, really, a way to quickly make sense of a complex world. So when we hear a question like this one, it speaks directly to that inherent desire we have to impose some kind of order on human behavior, maybe even predict outcomes. Stereotypes, I mean, even when they're reductive or, frankly, inaccurate, they offer us this perceived sense of understanding, predictability about others. This question, then, is really a reflection of our collective urge to neatly label and comprehend personality traits, especially traits as complex and, well, significant as commitment. It ends up being less about the specifics of astrology and maybe more about our own mental frameworks for organizing the human experience.
That's a really powerful distinction. It's about our need to categorize things.
Exactly.
Can you maybe give us an example of how this plays out elsewhere, like outside of astrology, where we see similar categorizing questions reflecting these kinds of mental shortcuts?
Oh, absolutely. Think about common professional stereotypes, for instance. They often get distilled into a single loaded question, like, are creative types really always disorganized?
Right, I've heard that one.
Or maybe, do introverts actually avoid leadership roles?
Yeah.
These aren't neutral questions. They immediately tap into these widely held assumptions about certain groups of people. And just like the Sagittarius question, they offer what seems like a simple explanation for really complex behaviors. It allows us to quickly slot individuals into predefined boxes. Even if, you know, intellectually we know people very widely, the question itself provides this convenient mental hook. And it's often based on broad generalizations, not specific, nuanced observation. It's just a very human tendency to simplify things.
Okay, so we've established the question itself is loaded, and it taps into our innate human desire for categorization. Now, let's think about the impact. If the question, are Sagittarius signs really afraid of commitment, carries all this weight, how does simply asking it, even without giving an answer, how does that influence or maybe perpetuate the stereotype in people's minds? It's not just passive, right?
No, definitely not passive. This is where the subtle power of framing really comes into focus. When you encounter a question like, are X people really Y? It implicitly suggests that Y is a plausible characteristic of X people, maybe even likely. And this can activate several cognitive biases in us. One is what we call confirmation bias. We subconsciously start looking for evidence that supports that idea. So if you meet a Sagittarius who seems independent, you might filter that independence through the lens of fear instead of maybe a strong sense of self-reliance. Another bias is the availability heuristic. If you've heard this idea over and over, it becomes more salient, easier to recall. That makes it seem more common or true than it might be. So the question doesn't just inquire, it plants a seed. It creates a frame, and future observations get filtered through it. It subtly pushes us towards an answer, even if we're trying hard to be objective.
That's a crucial point. The question becomes a kind of lens we look through. And what about the person on the other side? How might constantly hearing or reading such a loaded question affect someone who actually identifies as Sagittarius or is seen as one by others?
Well, that can have pretty profound effects. It can lead to what psychologists sometimes call a self-fulfilling prophecy or maybe stereotype threat.
Yeah.
If you, as someone who identifies as Sagittarius, are consistently exposed to the idea that your sign is afraid of commitment, you might actually start internalizing that narrative. You might begin to interpret your own perfectly normal desires for personal space or freedom as a fear.
Okay.
And this can then influence how you approach relationships or even how others approach you. It can create this feedback loop that maybe inadvertently seems to validate the initial stereotype. It can become part of your personal story, not necessarily because it's inherently true from the start, but because it's been projected onto you so widely. It's actually a powerful illustration of how language can shape identity.
Wow. Yeah. This analysis is really pulling back the curtain on something we probably encounter, you know, every day without even realizing it. So let's bring it back. What significant insight can we really gain from simply acknowledging and dissecting this specific question? Are Sagittarius signs really afraid of commitment? Scordi. The core nugget of knowledge here, it isn't really about astrology, is it?
Precisely. The core nugget here isn't trying to give a definitive yes or no answer about Sagittarius. I mean, the source doesn't provide that, and frankly, that's not our goal today. Instead, the real insight is profound. It's about the mechanics of popular narratives and human perception itself. It highlights that recurring human concern, that balancing act between individual freedom and the demands of relationships. But crucially, it shows us how we as a society use labels and categories like zodiac signs in this case to frame and discuss really complex human behaviors. It reveals that the question itself is a powerful cultural artifact. It reflects what we collectively wonder about, what we believe, or maybe even what we misunderstand about certain traits. It's like a mirror, reflecting our own anxieties and our tendencies to categorize.
That's a truly powerful way to look at it. So this deep dive, just into a single question, it really encourages you, our listener, to think critically. Mm-hmm. Think about stereotypes, preconceived notions, and the ways we sometimes characterize personality traits based on these simplified labels. It urges us all to look deeper than the surface-level question and examine the very fabric of how we categorize people and their inclinations.
Absolutely. The mere existence of this question acts as a kind of catalyst for critical thinking. It challenges us, or should challenge us, to consider the origin and the validity of the ideas we encounter every day. You know, is a given characteristic based on actual observation? Is it just a convenient generalization? Or maybe is it a projection of our own societal biases? It makes us question whether we're truly understanding an individual or if we're just applying a prepackaged label that the question itself helped to establish or reinforce. So this single question, it becomes a practical tool, really, for understanding how we perceive and articulate human characteristics, especially those characteristics that touch upon fundamental parts of life, like commitment and freedom.
So we've taken a deep dive into just one powerful question today, and it really demonstrates how much insight can be extracted from even a single sentence if we truly lean into what it implies.
Yeah, what's truly illuminating here, I think, is the sheer power of a singular, well-phrased question, how it can encapsulate a widely held perception, how it sparks curiosity, and how it can genuinely shape cultural discussion. Our exploration of our Sagittarius signs really afraid of commitment shows us that sometimes that most insightful aha moment, It doesn't come from getting an answer. It comes from really scrutinizing the questions we're asking and critically examining the underlying assumptions, the biases embedded within them. The question isn't just a path to an answer. In a way, it is an answer in itself about what concerns us, how we tend to think, and how we categorize the world.
So what does this all mean for you as you navigate the, let's face it, deluge of information we all face daily? It encourages us to think critically about how questions themselves frame our understanding and how often the most valuable insights come from dissecting the inquiry itself rather than just rushing to find or provide a simple solution. So our challenge for you is this. The next time you encounter a question, maybe in an article, a conversation, a social media post, or even just one that pops into your own mind, pause for a second. Consider what assumptions it's built upon. What popular beliefs does it seem to reinforce? And why that specific question is being asked in that specific way? You might just uncover a whole new layer of understanding about the world around you and maybe about the narratives we all participate in shaping.